Agency chief technology officers generally say they don't have all the answers on the Internet of Things. They say the commercial solutions coming might be cheap and faster than what they've got now. CTOs want to deploy them at their agencies if policy will let them. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
Agency IT managers say they crave more flexible policies to buy new commercial technology in the Internet of Things. They say they need the right policies in place to help them get that technology out to the field. Leaders generally say they're still in the early stages of figuring out just how they can make commercial OIT work for them. But they know they need more creative solutions more quickly, especially in a world where the enemy is already using them. And the enemy doesn't care about acquisition or policy. Robert Palmer is the Deputy Chief Technology Officer for the Homeland Security Department.
That takes a lot of understanding of what those possibilities are, what we want to allow, what we don't want to allow. And I think that's kind of where we are right now. We have to find that sweet spot. What is the value, the absolute value to the mission that we have to provide our soldiers and our frontline folks in Homeland Security? And how do we then technically and from a policy perspective enable that?
And there's plenty of opportunities out there for agencies to use OIT devices.
There's tons and tons of use cases around what we can use these sensors for. The question, and I think you'll talk about it a little later in terms of cyber and privacy, and those are the hard conversations that we just have to have. And our IT challenges at present really aren't IT challenges, right? The sensors are there. Folks can bring those together, aggregate them, integrate them, get use out of them. The question is, what's the right mix? And who has to be at the table to decide that?
But even those conversations can't keep up with the pace that OIT technology is moving. Major Scott Cuomo is an Air Ground Task Force operational planner for Marine Corps Aviation. He doesn't spend his day job working with the Internet of Things, but he discovered his interest in it on the battlefield. And that's when he wondered,
why don't we have the policies to enable us to train against them and, most importantly, to defeat them?
Cuomo says it's government and DOD policy that's holding the military back.
We are not throwing the rules out the window. We are considering what are the rules, what were the scenarios in which the rules were defined for. Putting up a drone in downtown Washington, D.C. is very different than putting up a drone in 29 Palms, California. Right. And so we've got to, just like, you know, when I was talking a little bit earlier on position location information, as we get into this Internet of Things more and more and more, we've got to be really careful making one-stop shop policies in the Beltway, trying to apply to, you know, Border Patrol agents in Southwest Arizona saying, you've got to do this because we decided this one Thursday afternoon at an OPT in Washington, D.C. Not wrong any of the people in those rooms. It's just, it's very nuanced. This is very, very hard. So from a policy perspective, the technology is often outpacing the policy, and I think we've got to leave a lot of wiggle room.
The sheer speed of the Internet of Things environment is also a problem for agencies. David Post is the technology area champion for OIT at the Information Assurance Directorate at the National Security Agency.
IoT challenges the ability of doing that, and I don't think it's been thought out how we're going to handle that yet, because the development of production profiles is a very laborious effort. It takes a lot of time. IoT is a very fast-moving, very fast-paced environment. The technology is changing quickly. You can look at, we've gone through the process of acquiring some IoT devices recently for a project that I referenced earlier. Yeah, we looked at something 3 months ago. We go to order it. It's already been end of life. Then they've moved on to something else.
And so because NSA and other defense agencies are struggling to keep up with OIT, they can't categorize new products and services or develop risk ratings for them. That's the typical process agency IT shops would go through to deploy other technology. But even if they are still playing catch-up, agencies still wish they could use more commercial OIT devices. Wolf Tumbe is the Chief Technology Officer for Customs and Border Protection.
And there's this myth out there that I'd love to dispel, that consumer-grade technology isn't going to be good enough for the government. We need something superior and, you know, more secure and more ruggedized. And for the most part, I think that's just, you know, poppycock. It's not true. The disadvantage of consumer-grade technology is it may not be ruggedized. The advantage is it tends to be very inexpensive, so I really don't care. Now, I can spend $10,000 making that $300 tablet rugged, or I can just say, you know what, if the guy drops it, I don't care, I'll just buy a new one and replace it. And that's probably the far better answer than spending all that money to make a portable mobile device really, really rugged, which, by the way, we tried that initially, and our officers and agents wouldn't carry them because they became too bulky and too heavy.
Cuomo says he's baffled why the military, DOD, and other agencies can't adopt simple tools. For him, the answer shouldn't be so hard.
The targeting systems that we have, how long it would take to develop the targeting systems in the acquisition cycle. And here's the enemy using simple mapping software, the GPS on them. We're not allowed to use the GPS because it's not encrypted to a certain degree. I think we all know in the audience, we'll leave it at that. And sit here and you're like, why are we precluding ourselves from doing this? Why are we not educating the Marines or the soldiers, the airmen, the sailors on the constraints or potentially the vulnerabilities? However, you know, sometimes as an infantry guy, I chuckle because, well, I don't chuckle. I get pretty passionate about it. When it's like, hey, you can't use a smartphone. Why not? Because the enemy can do X, Y, or Z. Okay, so was I not allowed to go on a mission in Baghdad? Was I not allowed to go on a mission in Fallujah? Was I not allowed? The enemy can shoot me. And I don't mean to be, so you're still going. What we've done differently, though, is we educate the Marine or the soldier, the sailor, the airman, and saying, here are the max capabilities of the enemy's weapon systems. Here's how much ammo he has. Here's the optimal field of view to employ the weapon so that you can then make decisions on how to go about defeating it.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.